My next guest this morning, award-winning photographer Brian Cassie. Well, you can shrug like that, Brian, but it is true. You have taken out many an award. Brian's work has been both within the photojournalism sphere, also portraiture as well, has done some incredible work, and a new exhibition is opening at the Courthouse Gallery today. Brian's been nice enough to drag himself into the studio this morning. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning. I'm glad it's radio, not TV, this summer morning.
So, fantastic photographs that I'm looking at here that are part of this exhibition. And as I mentioned before, it is true to say that you have won some pretty impressive awards, including the piece that I'm looking at right now. I know it's not a visual medium radio, but this remarkable photograph that I'm looking at that you took out that Walkley Award for. Can you just describe that one for us, please, Brian?
It's a photograph that I made in the indigenous community of Mornington Island in the Gulf of Carpentaria. It's an indigenous community that is facing various social issues. One of those is chronic overcrowding in the houses in the community. And this photograph was made to accompany a story about that overcrowding in the Australian newspaper. It's a picture of a family bedding down for the night in their lounge room. It's a mother and five children. And it was I was very gratified when it was selected last week as the winner of the Nikon Walkley Portrait Prize.
Must be a great feeling, I would imagine. Can I ask what the interaction is like with your subjects in a context like that, Brian?
It's one of those strange situations where you're plonked into a situation where you have to make an image, and yet that image has to tell a story, and you are working with human beings, so it's always difficult. I always try to be an observer and not a manipulator, and I try to make photographs of what is happening in front of me.
So capturing actual life, yeah, rather than trying to sort of set something up.
Yeah, I'd much rather, yeah. It's not always possible, but yeah.
Tell us a little more about how you put together an exhibition as well, with the amount of work that you've done. Well, you know, you have a lot of work that you could potentially choose from to decide to exhibit, to display. How do you make that decision?
Yeah, well, this current exhibition, which starts today, is 37 pieces, which was more than I anticipated, right, actually. The curator of the gallery, Chris Stannard, was very supportive. And we went through a lot of photographs and came up with 37, which is much more than the first exhibition. This is a Photographer's Life Part 2. Photographer's Life Part 1 in 2017 had a lot less. I think it had about 25. But, it's always you always get favourite photographs, and you sort of file those away in the back of your mind and bring them out at appropriate moments. And these photographs are meant to document what's happened over the last 10 years in the industry and how the industry's changing.
How has it changed? Right. Or how is it changing?
It changed dramatically. I was lucky that I was working around in the glory days of the media, where you were sent to amazing work internationally and got paid rather well for it. But those days are long gone, and this exhibition reflects that. Most of this work is either self-funded or purely observational on my part. Not much of it is paid media work.
But, you still are working, though, within the sphere, right?
Yes, still working. But the jobs, once upon a time, we'd go away for weeks or months on a story and do it properly, whereas these days everything's regulated by how much money it costs. So those days are long gone, and now it's a question of how long is this going to take you. No, that's too long, costs too much. So, you know, things have changed dramatically.
We're with photographer Brian Cassie, whose new exhibition opens today at the Courthouse Gallery, running through to mid-December.
Yeah, mid-December. And the big opening eve, which is the important bit, is next Friday, the 5th of November, from 6 p.m. And ABC's Fiona Saul
will be there.
We'll be there, and we'll be having a chat for
a while. Well, I've had the chance to have a look at the book, which is absolutely remarkable. Again, A Photographer's Life, Part 1 and Part 2, so combining a lot of that work going back. How do you go about practically producing the photographs for the exhibition, Brian? Because I'm just imagining that must be a big part
That's
of it in terms
question.
Of how you, you know, how you print them. Because obviously they need to be shown in their best light. So that's a part of the process, not just the picture itself, but how you physically make it manifest.
Right. One, you've got to go back to your original files of the photographs you've selected and then try and get the best print, the best file possible out of that. Some of them, you know, especially in the original exhibition, were quite old, like very old. And you have to go back to the files and carefully resurrect them, and then you've got to get them printed properly.
And is that something that might not, you know, happen correctly the first time? That, you know, might there be prints done where you think actually that's not quite
actually,
good enough?
I have to give a can I give a local business a plug?
Do it.
Right.
My manager.
I hope they're listening. Usually, in the past, I've mostly got my work printed down at Gunn Printers down in Sydney, but this time I thought I'd give a local company ago, and I've been using Garrick's Camera House, who printed the work in Cairns and Townsville and did a remarkable job. So I'd like to thank them very much.
Good stuff. And again, remarkable job with the photographs. The book looks amazing as well. If a person wants to get a hold of a copy of the book, how do they do that?
Well, you'd have to turn up at the exhibition, so that's not a bad thing to do, I suppose. But you can order at the Courthouse Gallery.
While you're there,
I have to say, it's a collector's item. It's a limited edition. It'll be signed, and if you order during the exhibition period, you'll even get your name printed in the book as well.
Okay, Brian Cassie, thank you so much again. Congratulations. I look forward to seeing the exhibition.
And thank you, Kia, very much indeed.
More than welcome, Brian Cassie.